Welcome to the Reflections from the Red Chair. Your host is the renowned Miss Ayanna Burnett, professional therapist and coach. Join her as she shares wisdom that has inspired thousands to heal their emotional pain. Enter the virtual healing room and take your seat across from the therapeutic red chair.
Meditation is not enough. It simply is not enough. There, I have said it. I've gone against popular belief, and I am speaking a lived truth. So there you have it, right? If you have been wondering why in the world you have tried meditation and it's just not clicking for you, or you got your meditation practice down, whether you're new or you've done it for years and you still kind of find yourself quote unquote feeling stuck in a rut, because it's not enough. Why, Miss Ayanna, why would you say such a thing? You yourself, having had a meditation practice for decades, why would you say such a thing? Because it's true. And this is why. Now, don't get me wrong. Meditation is very well a very powerful and effective tool. So, do I believe that you should have it in your toolbox? Yes, of course. I still have it in mine. But this is the thing. It's not a quick fix. Meditation does not take away uncomfortable feelings, anxiety, distress, negative self-talk. It just doesn't eradicate these things. Now, over time, it can begin to help to soften the occurrence of these things. But given the fact that we're still here on planet Earth and we are bound by these things called a human form, you're still going to have these other experiences. So that's why I say you need more. You need meditation, and you're actually going to need your own, as I call it, emotional first aid kit. You need your own set of personalized practices that get you through the lower vibrational moments, that get you through the negative feelings, that get you through the seasons, moments, hours, minutes of dissatisfaction. Because this is also the thing. And this is the piece that a lot of people, teachers, don't tell you, and they don't want to tell you this for a reason, that there can be moments where you will actually meditate and you can go in and feel the shift in your vibration and come out and you feel worse than you did before your meditation. Can I get an amen? Let's talk truth here for a moment. Oh my gosh. You can actually go into meditation, connect to your greater power by whatever name you refer to them as, right? That resonates with you. One energy, one God, one energy, right? Multiple names. And feel worse. If this has happened to you or is happening to you, let me tell you, there's nothing wrong with you. And believe it or not, there's actually nothing wrong with your meditation practice either. You just have some stuff that you need to clear out. You have emotional garbage that has backed your ass up, and it's time to purge. Right? Because then what does meditation do? Meditation gets you still so that you actually now, right, can see clearly what's in the way. So there are these moments where meditation will intensify your blocks, your emotional blocks, and it will bring that feeling up to the forefront, and like it yanks it up and bam, you cannot avoid it anymore. This is the work that I do day in and day out of getting in the boat with my clients, with myself, and sometimes not even paddling across whatever emotional upheaval that has come up. Sometimes you just sit in the daggone boat and gotta learn how to enjoy the view. Enjoy and not avoid the view from the boat. This is even why I don't just depend on talk therapy. I refuse to do it, y'all. I can't. I cannot just depend on talk therapy. So this is the thing. Just as if meditation is not just enough, talk therapy is not just enough. Why? Because each of you are unique beings and you need to be able to explore a plethora of different genres of coping skills, of practices, right? That you can therefore pull from and possibly rotate through when these moments hit you. You need a variety. But most importantly, you gotta figure out what works for you. Right? The beautiful thing I can say is that having been in the room at this point for like 2 decades, I can't believe it, y'all, but been in the room for 2 decades and also continuing to tend to my own self-development, spiritual growth, right? Spiritual evolution. I have paid witness to divine inspiration that has given blueprints to be customized, but blueprints that also can be used as starting places for beginning to create your own emotional first aid kit. These are not things that we are taught growing up, right? We're not usually having these types of conversations in our families, and nor are we taught these things in school, although I believe that we should. But lo and behold, we get a whole lot of messages about, you know, how we're supposed to be showing up when we are feeling something strongly. And oftentimes it's that we're not supposed to be feeling that. It's that we're supposed to be happy all of the time. And if you're not happy, then you need to get happy. Right? Control yourself. Control your emotions. I need to do a myth busting on that for another day. This idea of controlling your emotions, because I'm going to tell you there's some falsehood in that as well. But I'll save that for another episode. You know, for now, I think it's enough to be able to just humbly say again, meditation is a wonderful, wonderful practice, and it is a wonderful tool, but it is one that is going to require you to invest in long term to be able to experience the benefits and the shifts. But also get this, it is not going to be the fix-all, right? It doesn't mean that now you meditate forevermore and you never have an experience negative motion ever again in the rest of your life, right? And again, and it doesn't mean that you meditate and then afterwards you are in this peaceful state. You can very well be, as I said before earlier, in a more agitated state after the meditation because it's bringing up and bringing to light what is there. So when that practice, and that is the practice working, right? That is it working for you. But now you're still left with more work to do because you gotta move through the feeling. You've gotta face and confront this feeling, whether it's from the past, whether it's from the present moment, or whether it is something that your imagination has constructed about the future, matters not. You are left, as I like to say, in the boat with the emotion, having to figure out how you are going to respond. And doing more meditation and that particular point in time isn't going to do much. So if you have your practice down Wonderful, great, more power to you. Keep at it. But if you don't, it's time to get one. And you need more than just talking to create that, right? You're gonna need some accountability. You're gonna need some exploration. You're gonna need some hand-holding. You're gonna need some reflection, and you're gonna need some inspiration. You're gonna need a starting point. And trust me, that's easier when you do it with your helping professional. I'm ready to help. I literally have space available, and I have literally been receiving intuitive pings to tell me that my tribe and certain ones of you out there have been looking and waiting for me. Well, I'm here. I'm here. Reach out. Let's connect. Today's the day. There's work to be done, but you don't have to do it alone. But again, stop beating up on yourselves, right? It's completely okay if meditation has been frustrating for you. I hope that this message today gives you some clarity as to why. And the why is, you need more. You need an add-on. And that's okay. Until next time, be light.
Are you ready to take the deep dive by working with Miss Ayana? Schedule a soul check by clicking the link in the description. For more insight, visit missayana.com. Keep following and keep in mind, this is not meant to be a substitute for meeting with a helping professional.